is Free Talk Live, and you can, of course, as always, take control of the airwaves here, bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. Live Saturday edition of the program. So things are going to be a lot different tonight. We, a couple times a year, will go out on location to a couple of Free State Project events. We talk a lot about the Free State Project on Free Talk Live because, well, we moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Important to us.
Back in 2006 from our original home of Florida. And that's because, well, thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people are all getting together into the same place to work toward more liberty in our lifetime. And that's pretty important. So we actually take the time to come out to these events. And, you know, most of the time, if you hire a radio show to do a live event, especially a nationally syndicated radio show, they're probably going to charge you thousands of dollars.
I'd say that's a safe bet, yeah.
I mean, depending on market size, if it's a smaller town, maybe a few hundred dollars for, like, a local jock to come out and, you know, run whatever deal it is, you have automotive tent sale things that you hear all the time.
Give out some pizza and some balloons at your big,
huge Saturday sale.
Right, so, you know, and then to something where we're on for a full 3 hours, so whereas like on a music station, a disc jockey will call in once an hour or something like that, or twice an hour. We're, you know, constantly here promoting this this event, the Liberty Forum, and we've done it for free always because the Free State Project's a great idea, and getting people out to these events is so important because it brings people who love liberty together. Someone was commenting to me earlier that it's an important networking event. You get to meet all kinds of interesting folks that otherwise wouldn't necessarily come together to the same place, and it gives people an excuse to do that, and at a pretty good price. The Liberty Forum this weekend, I think, for the VIP tickets was $209 for a convention that lasts from a Thursday through a Sunday. It was an incredible value, and it turned out to be, according to the former president of the Free State Project, bigger than ever.
Yep.
So this has happened several times in the past. This one bigger than ever, which is just great. And, of course, you know, we've had people like Ron Paul here in the past as well. And all kinds of interesting folks are in and out throughout the weekend.
John Stossel.
That's right. Stossel's been here. Many other folks. Napolitano was here. The judge. And so we've been talking with some of these people as they've come through. We can't talk to them all. There are hundreds of them here. But we do have some select folks that thankfully, have taken their time out of their schedules to talk with us. And one of them is a hero of mine. Carlos Miller is with us here on the third microphone tonight, straight out of Florida in the Miami area. Good evening, Carlos.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on.
It is great to have you here, finally in person. I mean, we certainly talked in the past, and we followed your adventures, shall we call them, in photography?
Yes, they are adventures. They never stop.
Did you expect it when you became a photographer, when you got interested in taking pictures and video? Did you ever expect that this was going to be where you ended up?
Well, you know what's funny is I'm actually a writer by trade. I went to school for writing. I was hired as a writer for newspapers when I worked in the newspapers, and I became a photographer because I worked at a small town newspaper in New Mexico. They gave me a camera. They go, you got to take your own photos. I was intimidated at first. This was in the mid-90s, late 90s. And it was a manual camera. I started taking photos. I liked it. So I became a writer who took photos. That was I was known throughout my career, even as I moved on to bigger newspapers like the Arizona Republic, San Bernardino Sun.
I imagine that makes it much more valuable, too. I mean, how many writers do that?
Well, not many. Not many writers. And I was always a cop reporter, which meant I covered law enforcement. So I would always cover breaking news. And I always had my camera with me. And I enjoyed taking pictures. When I got arrested in 2007, I suddenly became known as the photographer. When it was just kind of funny because I was always the guy who wanted to be known as a photographer. I was a writer. I wanted to be taken seriously as a photographer, but I was always known as a writer. And here I am now. Now I want people, hey, I want to remind people, hey, by the way, I am a writer, dude. Don't forget that. Well, yeah, I mean, this is why I have that blog.
And right, and you are writing quite a bit over at Pixic, right? PIXIC.
Right. Well, it's carlosmiller.com, but photography is not a crime. And for
that
now.
That forwards you to Pixic, doesn't
right,
it?
Right. For now, I signed a contract with Barnes & Noble, which owns Pixic.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm getting paid to blog, which is very good.
Wow, that's great. Nice.
Who does that?
Yeah, I wonder, what percentage of bloggers actually get paid to blog?
Right. Well, I don't know, but I do get paid for a blog, and which means I can take this my blog a lot more seriously because that way I can focus on writing and getting paid. Although it's not easy because I do get paid on page views, so it means I have to blog day and night, which I don't mind because there's plenty of material out there, and you know, one day maybe I'm not saying all because with Pixie is a contract, you know, and, you know, maybe one day I'll take my blog back.
And you still own CarlosMiller.com, right? Yes. So people should always go to CarlosMiller.com to get to your website where they can read the latest on the insanity that's going on all around this country, which is everywhere you look, it seems like, if you look, because you have to look, because as you were saying during your speech today, the mainstream media doesn't necessarily cover what is happening to these photographers all over the place, unless it's one of their photographers.
Yes.
So if you look, you see just countless stories of photographers being arrested and or threatened or perhaps even, you know, beaten by the police. And you cover that better, I think, than anyone else I've ever seen at CarlosMiller.com.
Well, thanks. But, you know, the truth is there's a lot of stories I don't cover, not because I don't want to, just because there's so many of them.
Right, how can you?
And, you know, my goal with my blog, you can also go to photographersatacrime.com or CarlosMiller.com, is to actually have staff writers, is to have a couple of staff writers, because there's so much going on. It's that big of an issue that it needs to be covered, and it's not covered by the mainstream media. You know, they're trying to make an effort, but they're really not really doing anything.
There was just, was it Reporters Without Borders just brought out a list? The United States slipped down the list from like the 20th position.
45, was
to, it? To the 40th something position.
Out of all the 180-some countries.
180-some countries. The United States, you know, the First Amendment, the beacon of liberty, supposedly, has slipped down to position 46 as far as press freedom goes in the world. I mean, you know, there's 45 nations in the world that they're more free to take pictures and write stories.
And we're the first country who will criticize other countries for cracking down on journalists.
Sure.
But, you know, it's happening right in our backyard. And, you know, the Obama administration, you don't see them saying anything about what's going on here. Not just them, or the Bush administration before them.
Sure.
Nobody ever said anything what's going on in the United States against the photographers, the reporters, the photographers, against journalists. But, you know, we criticize them abroad. So it's very hypocritical. And so my job is to point out this is happening in our country. This is happening.
It's the role of the press.
Yes.
The role of the press was intended when they wrote out these little rule books that they came up with, the Constitution or whatever, was to hold the government accountable. And they don't want that. I mean, you know, government has never wanted accountability. It doesn't want transparency. And it apparently is using force in order to prevent it.
Yes.
Well, absolutely. I mean, our friend Jason Talley from Talley.tv was dragged out of a courthouse by handcuffs because he dared walk in with a video camera.
Yep. Another blogger.
And it's just, there's no shortage of this stuff. It's crazy.
So, and it's not just bloggers and, you know, sort of people doing internet news and that kind of thing. It happens, you know, on a relatively regular basis to the big news companies.
You know, we've talked about your previous encounters with law enforcement, which resulted in arrests and court trials and eventually your vindication. But you just recently you got arrested again.
Occupy event. Well, I have to, you know, I mean, apparently it's a trend now. Every 2 years I get arrested.
And I don't really, as soon as you get off, like, a suspended sentence, they arrest you again.
Right. I mean, I don't try to get arrested. But, you know, I did get arrested at the Occupy Miami eviction. And yeah, it was really weird because I was arrested by a public information officer whose job, she's a media spokesperson. Her job is to make sure the reporters don't get arrested. But she had me arrested.
And confused.
Yeah, but, you know, and looking back on the video footage, I realized her problem with me was that I questioned, you know, at one point, and they actually gave this video footage from the police department to the Miami Herald, who wrote about it, and I questioned why they're removing me from the public sidewalk. They say, you can't stand on the public sidewalk. Well, you know, they had just removed us in a park from Government Center where the Miami, Occupy Miami was encamped at, and which is fine, because there was, you know, they have a trespassing ordinance there. So, they had the right to do that, I guess, by their law. But there's no law that says you cannot stand on the public sidewalk. Other than that, I could go to the street in the middle of the street. Well, you're not supposed to stand in the street either. So my safe bet was to be on the sidewalk. And this woman was telling me, well, you can't be on the sidewalk. Move. And I'm like, I asked her, well, where do I go?
Shall I levitate?
I have to levitate, I guess.
It's a little game that they like to play. We've seen them do it up here, and they do it a lot of places where if you're just standing somewhere, they like to tell you to move.
Yeah.
Because it seems like there's many of them, and I don't know how conscious they are of this, but they love to just tell you to do things. Oh, you need to go over there. Oh, you can't be right there. Just walk over past that line over there, and you'll be fine there. They love to just give people, especially cameramen and folks like that, orders so they can feel like they're in charge of you.
Well, the thing is, most people abide by those orders.
That's right.
And you know, there are lawful orders and there are unlawful orders, and most people don't really think whether they're lawful or unlawful. I know the law. I know whether it's lawful or unlawful. I know, and I won't abide by an unlawful order.
When you stand up for yourself, they can't handle it. They don't know what to do because, like you said, most people do what they're told. There's more coming up here with Carlos Miller. You can stick with us for another segment. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, more in a moment. CarlosMiller.com. This is Free Talk Live. If you have a question for him, 855-450-FREE.
Hi. I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, especially if you have a question for Carlos Miller. He is with us actually here in person at the Liberty Forum 2012 edition, back mostly every year. There was one year where it was unfortunately it didn't happen because they had a new organizer, so they brought the original back on, and he got it together and put it together in an awesome way. It's been great this year so far. And Carlos Miller joining us. We'll get right back to that and your calls in just
just a moment.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has it all. And it's got it at rates that you're going to find stunningly low, whether it's knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, any kind of outdoor garment gear, boating equipment, whatever you need, they've got it at ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. The manufacturers have stipulations on those things. But you can get an additional 5% off their already low prices with coupon code FTL. It's ManVentureOutpost.com, coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
So if you don't know who Carlos Miller is, maybe you're just tuning in, he is a blogger at CarlosMiller.com, which is Photography is Not a Crime, the title of the blog, and something that you got into, Carlos, as a professional journalist and photographer who was arrested one day while just checking out a scene on the side of the road with the police arresting somebody. They didn't like that very much, and so began this odyssey of encounters with the police and standing up for your rights to record, and also reporting at CarlosMiller.com on what others have had happen to them with the police all across the country. And there's no shortage of these things to report on, as we've been discussing. Some folks do have some questions for you, so you're game for taking some questions.
Of course, yeah.
Let's go to Jimmy, listening in Brooklyn. Jimmy, you're on with Carlos Miller on Free Talk Live. Jimmy? Jimmy in Brooklyn? Going once. Jimmy in Brooklyn? Going twice. Yeah. Do we have a... There he is. Yes, Jimmy. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, okay. I'd like to say it's an honor to talk to you, Carlos. I'm a big fan of your blog.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Is this Jimmy Justice? This is Jimmy Justice. I love your work.
Holy
Thank
crap.
You so
wait,
much.
Is Jimmy Justice? I know Jimmy Justice. Damn.
Well, you wrote a couple of articles about my YouTube page.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah. I'm a fan of you too, Jimmy. Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. So, when we talk about the laws of public photography, almost anything that happens in a public space is fair game. There are questionable things, such as, let's say there was a horrific accident. It might not be tasteful to take pictures of the victims, but it is certainly allowed if it happens in a public place.
Mm-hmm.
The one gray area that I don't seem to really understand if I can or cannot take photographs is in, let's say, a shopping mall, where it is a public access place, but it is privately owned by somebody. And if I take pictures, all of a sudden security come around and threaten to throw you out if you don't stop taking pictures.
Can you elaborate on
that type of a situation?
Yeah. Well, most shopping malls, you walk into a shopping mall and you'll always see on the outside, shirts and shoes required. You can't, no smoking allowed. You'll never see no photography allowed. You never see that. So it's usually, and they'll always bring up some policy that they have that they never show you that no photography is allowed. And if you're in there with your family, you want to take pictures of your family, and they want to kick you out, well, that's pretty stupid. But they do that. They have done that.
They've done it.
Yeah, they've done it, and I've written about it.
And publicize it when they do, you know. But otherwise, you do have to leave if they ask you.
Right. So the bottom line is this. You can take all the pictures you want. When they ask you to leave, leave. They can't. But what they can't do is ask you to delete your photos. They cannot do that. They cannot confiscate your camera. And they can't do anything. Just take your photos and leave. But I would do it. I've never had issues in shopping malls because I guess I don't really hang out in shopping malls. But I would ask them. Show me the policy. Show me the policy because I'm interested in this policy that says no photography is allowed. Because if I want to take pictures of my family, then why shouldn't I be allowed?
Why wouldn't they want you to?
Right.
Really, it's strange.
Right. So what you normally have in shopping malls is security guards who have nothing better to do than just harass people who think they're preventing terrorism or just have nothing better to do. So they want to throw their weight around. And so if you really feel the need to go in and take pictures, go take pictures, but then be prepared for the confrontation. But ask them for the policy. Ask them for it in the writing because there's no sign when you enter the mall that says no photography. If it's that bad, then you should have a sign that says no photography is allowed. And you never see that. And if you do, please send me a picture because I'll write about it.
Oh, Carlos, I do remember seeing a video a couple of months ago on your page where I think you were taking pictures in a shopping mall of this artist who was nude inside some kind of a hayloft.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of a mall, yes. That's true. Yeah. And her deal was she was an artist, and this was during an Art Basel festival, which we have every year in Miami. It's a big international art festival. and her deal was she was going to get naked with a bunch of pigs and hang out with a bunch of pigs. And not allow people to take photography. So this, some animal rights activists who were not who did not approve of her hanging out naked with pigs. So they told me the story. And personally, I don't really care if she wants to hang out naked with the pigs. But
pigs don't mind.
But they say no photography. Well, you know, this is it is an issue where you know this is like an open. If a place, you know, and there's no sign on that says no. Well, they put up their own sign, and I went out there, yeah, and I tested the system. You know, I like to do that, and basically, I had the security guard, her security guard, admit to me, like, well, we prefer you don't take pictures. There's no policy, there's no law, because. And I asked him, I go, hey, you know, well, he goes, well, it's the policy of the shopping mall. Well, bring that guy out here, or let me see that policy in writing. And there's no, because that's not. Usually you can take, especially in Miami, when you have so many tourists, you have people with cameras who want to take pictures of their families. And it would be really stupid for the owner of a mall to say photography is not allowed. You can't take pictures of your family. So they try to enforce the law. I mean, they try
to enforce.
It's
fine when we bring the Santa Claus in.
Right.
You can take pictures then, but any other time.
Right.
Well, the lady has pigs.
Yeah, no, the thing is, like, you have to test these systems, and you got to test these policies out, and if you really want to take the picture, take it. And if you really want to, like, get in your face about it, well, you know, ask them for the policy. Ask them for the show them. Show them.
That's good advice.
That's it.
Jimmy Justice, where can people find your YouTube videos?
If you just go to Google and put in Jimmy Justice, the top thing that comes up in the search page is my YouTube page, so it's easy to find.
Can I put you on hold? Have you talked to my producer briefly and get some contact information from you? I'd love to have you on as a separate interview someday.
Oh, sure. It would be my pleasure.
Great. I'm going to put you on hold there, Jimmy, and we'll get that info from you here in a moment. Shadow with a question for Carlos Miller. Shadow calling from Huntsville.
Yeah, hi.
Go ahead, quickly.
Okay, I just wanted to say, why don't you use those cameras that look like everything else? Because that's what I'm going to be using here in Huntsville for the HPD.
Good question, Shadow. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Hidden cameras, how do you feel about that?
Because photography is not a crime. Why should I hide it?
I like that.
But I'm very upfront about what I do, and if you have an issue with it, we'll deal with it. But I don't have to hide it because I'm not committing a crime.
On the other hand, it wouldn't hurt to have a hidden camera on you in addition to an open camera.
A backup.
So if they take your big camera, right. You still have something rolling.
It wouldn't hurt to have one of those clip-on cameras that the cops are using. Their Viviu, their V-I-E-V-U. Google that and get, you know, Sean from L.A. uses that. Sean Nee, he's a photo activist. He uses that a lot. He does a lot of good stuff with that.
Carlos Miller. .com is where you can go to get more with Carlos, and we've got all kinds of people to talk to tonight. Appreciate you spending time with us, and I'm glad you're here at the Liberty Forum this year.
Awesome. Thanks,
Carlos.
Thanks for having me on.
More coming up at 855-453. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, live from the 2012 Liberty Forum.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here live at the 2012 Liberty Forum. And that means we're in Nashville, New Hampshire, the Crown Plaza Hotel, surrounded by hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who have been engaging in various different activities throughout the day, including panel discussions, as well as speeches. There was a, last night there was a banquet dinner, buffet luncheons, after-hours parties. It's a great time, always at the Liberty Forum, and word is this one's bigger than ever. And it's so good to have it back, and of course so many great guest speakers and so many interesting people that are here getting to know one another. It's an excellent networking occasion. You can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more about it. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. I don't know if the new dates have been announced for next year, but usually it's not long after each edition of the Liberty Forum that the next one is announced. So I'm looking forward already to 2013, this being the last night. Tomorrow there'll be some closing ceremonies, and that'll pretty much wrap it out. And if you just tuned in, maybe on your local radio station, you're hearing about the Liberty Forum for the first time tonight. We've been here the past couple of days, so if you go to freetalklive.com, you can download there the last two nights of the show, and you'll get even more special guests and discussion about what's been going on here today.
Part of the fun of doing an internet-based business is dealing with all the technical glitches that pop up, such as the one the Beezer brothers discovered last week at their Big Head Press website. Both the purchase links on their sale page for their latest graphic novel, Escape from Terra Volume 2, were fouled up in such a way it was impossible for fans to order the book. If you want to find out more about Escape from Terra, you can go check out bigheadpress.com. It's an online comic, and it's great. Start from the beginning. Volume 2 is going to be awesome. I'm looking to get my copy here shortly. So they fix the problems now, and to make amends to fans who may have been thwarted by those glitches, they're having a Mardi Gras sale through this Saturday. So this is the last day. I believe it'll actually be going through the end of the day today. And you can get the book for $2 off. It's that makes it $12.95 plus shipping. And you can go check it out at bigheadpress.com.
You know, sometimes it can be a little lonely here in the basement of the Liberty Forum as folks are right now. Many folks are right now eating dinner at this moment, and they're watching Joel Salatin, who we may be able to speak with later tonight on the show. Joel Salatin, the author of You Can Farm. He is talking about being an entrepreneur and taking care of your family and growing food and all that. He's up there, and apparently they've sold just 100 tickets just to Joel Salatin fans who've just shown up at this event just to see this guy. So he's a big deal in the world of like organic farming, self-sufficiency. So hopefully he'll be on a little bit later on. 855-450-FREE is the number here tonight. Of course, we already have our studio audience here, and thanks everybody for coming out here tonight.
And speaking of protecting your family, the guy we've got now has products to do just that.
Well, right, and there's vendors all over the place at the Liberty Forum, all kinds of interesting things, everything from T-shirts with fun slogans and graphics to tactical equipment. And Devin Sanders, certainly somebody we've had on in the past on Free Talk Live, and from BlackDragonTactical.com. What's that website all about?
Hey guys.
Let me turn your mic on. Sorry about that.
Hey, guys. Black Dragon Tactical is a website which is dedicated to safety and victory. So we sell the tools that help you overcome tyranny, help you live your life in freedom, and help you win any conflict should you ever be involved in one.
Are you from New Hampshire?
I am now.
Oh, excellent. You
live
made the
free
move.
Free or die.
Well, now, where did you come from?
I moved here from Colorado, from Fort Collins.
Okay, you're not the only one here from Colorado this weekend. What's the change like?
The change is awesome. The people here are really cool. There's no state income tax.
Mm-hmm.
And people
was there in Colorado?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there is. The people are nice. The people don't bother you. And I've only been pulled over by the cops once, and I talked my way out of it.
Really? That's
yes.
Great. Yeah, to the police's credit in New Hampshire, they at least in the Keene area, they do give a lot of warnings out to people as opposed to tickets. And, credit where credit's due, they're still hurting peaceful people from time to time.
Yeah.
And, we don't have a free state yet. There's a lot of work to do, but I'm glad that you've made the move here. The gun community here in New Hampshire is very, very strong, the gun rights community.
Yes.
And, of course, the gun laws as well are, not quite non-existent. There are some regulations in New Hampshire, but it's one of the least regulated places, and that's got to be really pleasing to somebody like you.
Yes, it is. I'm very pleased with just the whole atmosphere here in New Hampshire. You have a wide body of people involved in the shooting sports, mm-hmm. from every level, from the apple seed to basic instruction. I teach at Wilson Hill Pistol Club as an instructor as well, so I'm constantly teaching young and old women how to shoot. And nothing or very few things are better than empowering these people who for eons have been subjects and victims around the world.
Well, the gun is a great equalizer.
Yes, yeah.
What's the God created man and Colt made him equal?
Yes, God made man and Sam Colt made him equal.
Right, and it's sure. Really the truth. I mean, at that point, one person, a small person can protect themselves from a large person. It changed the world. And this item that you have, I'm really amazed by it. It is a tactical vest, and I saw a video where you shot this vest, one of the panels in this vest, what was it, like 30 times with different rounds of different sizes, and it stopped every one of these things.
Right. So here's the story. So first, just read off the website address for everyone, please.
So everybody should go, the least bit interested in firearms, go take a look at this amazing video. I think it's superlative in the sense you'll see nothing like it in any place else. It's BlackDragonTactical.com, and then it's /blog. So if you go see the blog, it's right there on the right-hand side, just as you pull up the page. BlackDragonTactical.com/blog.
Okay, and so here's what it is. I sell ballistic protection.
Right.
Bulletproof vests, bulletproof backpacks.
I've got one of those. What makes it different?
Yeah, and briefcases. So here you go. So anything I sell, I test. I don't ever want to sell something that's going to fail somebody. So this 18 by 20-inch panel, I took to the range. I pulled a whole bunch of guns out of the safe. We taped it to a board, and we shot it 36 different times from 3 yards away.
Yeah, it was really close. I mean, you were standing, you could see you in the frame. I mean, you know, it's not like you're standing
different,
way back.
Different calibers of ammunition.
So we shot it with 22, 32, 380, 38 plus P, 9mm, and 45. Mm-hmm. If that ever happens to you, you're going to have a really bad day.
Yeah, that's a bad day. But even with a vest on.
Exactly. However, if you've got one of our vests or one of our backpacks or briefcases, you're going to have the same number of holes in your body when you get home that day that you left with when you walked out the door that morning. And that's what it's all about. And so this material is a new type of most people are familiar with Kevlar.
Right.
So this is another type of polymer, and it's very, very tough. It's rated what's called NIJ level 3A by the National Institute of Justice, and that means it's going to defeat just about every handgun round, as well as 12-gauge shotgun slugs and buckshot and birdshot.
Now, you know, a lot of people, there's certainly some people wear, you know, tactical vests in their line of work, whether they're, you know, law enforcement or military, or whether they're, you know, politicians that don't want to get shot or whatever it is they do. But most people, it's just not common to wear a vest throughout your day. But what it is common to do is carry a backpack or a briefcase.
Bingo.
So you've got something, in case of a situation, you've got something that you can hold up in front of yourself and protect yourself in one of those circumstances. Because any other backpack or vest isn't going to protect you.
Bingo. It's an ancient concept. It's a shield.
Yeah, it is.
And it's an ancient concept that's updated for bullets. So bullets are the threat of today. Mm-hmm. So now everybody can carry with him or with her covertly a backpack or briefcase. Something bad happens, they've got a shield to block the bullets. And we normally sell these things for about $250 online.
Mm-hmm.
For Free Talk Live listeners and other people at the Liberty Forum, we're going to drop the price just down to $225.
And what is that getting you exactly? Is it just the insert, or are you getting the actual...
That is getting you the ballistic insert of NIJ level 3A.
So I could go and... I've got one of these laptop bags. I could just drop that in the back of a laptop bag and be good to go.
Bingo. And I travel all around the world for my job. I go through the airports, through the TSA. There's no problem.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to ask you. You know, is this like the most expensive technology ever? I mean, having purchased body armor in the past, I can tell you that's a fair price
for
that kind of protection.
Real quick, you have an amazing item
that
I want to talk about here that will change a Glock into like a little rifle. Tell me about it real quick.
Okay, so what I have here with me, you can hear the action cycling, is something called the Ronnie. It is a short-barreled rifle conversion for a handgun. So, it's made in Israel, and it turns your pistol into a rifle.
It's amazing. Right. BlackDragonTactical.com. There's more coming up. Devin Standard, thanks for dropping by the Liberty Forum. Always interesting to see what you've got going on. BlackDragonTactical.com. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Thanks, guys.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive, and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
With over 6,000 preparedness items, get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting, because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydro packs, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here at the 2012 Liberty Forum. All kinds of interesting people are about. They are enjoying each other's company. There's speeches and panel discussions going on, and it is just a great time. Although this is the last night of this Liberty Forum, there will be another one, certainly, next year. And, of course, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is yet to come this year. That's happening in June, the 18th through the 24th, and folks are already getting pre-registered for that. And registration is not yet online for Porkfest. It is here at the Liberty Forum, so the online is coming. So for those of you waiting to come to Porkfest 2012, that is still to come, and we'll announce to you when that is available in the future on Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE, and we'd like to invite you to the website over at freetalklive.com. Different listening options are available through the site. Broadband, midband, narrowband streams, different stream bit rates for different internet connections. We've also got the list of the over 100 great radio stations that air the show at different times throughout the week. Our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, the free-to-air channel up on KU Band, as well as the listen lines and even the webcam that allow you to listen in various different ways. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. Now, a longtime special guest, friend of the show, Brad Jardis, with us here tonight. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, guys.
You are a former police officer, spent 10 years on the force up in New Hampshire, came to your senses on the war on drugs, and that led you down an interesting road to the ideas of liberty.
It forced me to come to my senses about a whole bunch of stuff.
Right. So, and now here you are again at the Liberty Forum. This isn't your first time at one of these events, but, you know, it's the first time in a couple of years, and you've had some pretty big changes in the last 2 years. I mean, you quit being a cop.
Yeah, quit being a cop. I decided that, you know, my efforts are really best spent furthering the cause of liberty, using the knowledge I have of how the system works.
And one of the things that was always interesting when we've known each other for years now, but you used to, as a cop, just spend a lot of your time as you're sitting on the side of the road reading through a lot of these laws. Like, it was your hobby to read the laws, and I can't stand reading laws. I mean, most people can't handle it, but you're one of the few people that's really into reading these things.
Well, I like to tell people that I can speak state, and I have a photographic memory for written text, so I'm able to read things, and I'm able to retain them. So you know, I'm able to, I have this uncanny ability to catch people in their contradictions, and, you know, that's what I wanted to talk to you gentlemen about tonight. And I think it's particularly good that Carlos Miller was on here talking about how photography is not a crime, because my current activism event up here in New Hampshire is I'm representing Jason Talley of Talley TV.
Right.
I'm representing him as his attorney in fact, as it's known.
Because in New Hampshire and in some other places, individuals can essentially act as a lawyer. They're not a member of the Bar Association. Yeah. They're not actually a so-called attorney or lawyer, but you you are representing him, so-called.
Yeah, the court system and the establishment really dislikes the fact that any person who, you know, is of quote-unquote good character or whatever that means, you know, I'm sure that's very arbitrary, but they dislike the fact that anybody of good character can represent someone else in court. And I decided to help Jason Talley because I consider him a friend and I think he's a good guy. And
plus the case is outrageous. I mean, we're talking about the time when he was dragged off in handcuffs, as I mentioned earlier in the hour, for simply having a video camera in a public building.
Right, for mere possession of a video camera. And what I want everyone to know about this case is this essentially is a substantial judicial cover-up in New Hampshire. What happened last year on June 28th is Adam Miller, otherwise known as Adamo Freeman from CopLock.org, actually the founder of CopLock, he attempted to question Judge Burke of the Keene Circuit Court District Division as he came to work. And he was acting as a member of the Free Press, and he asked some questions about his decision to put a guy in jail for 5 days for wearing a hat.
Right, in court.
For wearing a hat in court. And the questions that that Adamo Freeman asked Judge Burke were all constitutionally protected. And he was very polite. He called him sir. And what happened was Judge Burke told a lie to his bailiffs once he got through the city hall, you know, to where the court was. And he said, bailiff, this person is threatening me about a decision I just made, that's a criminal offense. And as a result, Adamo Freeman was charged with improper influence, which under state law, if you try to sway the opinion of a judicial officer, which Burke is one, it's a Class B felony, and you can do a substantial amount of time. I think it might be a Class A.
It was all caught on video, by the way. I mean, the entire encounter, yep, from the moment the man in the robe walks in the front door, he's not wearing his robe at that time, he's
right,
in business attire, he walks in.
Well, it would just look silly wearing a robe in public.
It'd be funny. Yeah.
Well, So essentially what happened...
The whole time was it caught on video, so they had to let him go.
Oh,
there was
no
crime.
They did, but he still spent 2 days locked up while the judicial branch penned a media blackout.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, what they did was they enacted court orders 3 days later, stripping the rights of people to their New Hampshire and federal constitutional rights of freedom of the press, and they did it in response to a judge committing a crime on camera. And what happened with Jason Talley is he's a journalist himself, and he tried to enter the Cheshire County Superior Court with cameras because, you know, that's what journalists use to record public
things. That's how they
things. Journal. That's how they journal, right, exactly.
Right, well, so, they don't want to be held accountable at all, which is why they're putting these rules in place, and they're stopping people and threatening people and arresting people.
That's why the Founding
Fathers
put the freedom of the press. Well, actually, it's why the public demanded that the Founding Fathers put the freedom of the press into the Constitution initially.
Well, they don't want to be held accountable, and they also want to change the story about what happened with Adamo Freeman and Judge Burke, because in the court order that was issued 3 days after Adamo was had his constitutional rights taken from him, the court order itself actually said that members of the public had accosted the presiding judge. Now, these people are so arrogant that they think being asked questions about tax policy is accosting.
Well, right, and I was banned, as were a few other activists, from this courthouse, the entire property, because we were harassing the court employees as they were coming and going from work, because we can't go into the building. This is after Jason Talley is arrested and dragged out. We wanted to ask them questions about that, so we can't go in with cameras or audio recording devices, so we're doing the only other thing we can do, which is standing in the parking lot waiting for them to get out of work. They call this harassing.
Well, at first they said you were stalking, and they said, right, we're going to charge you with stalking, and I wrote a blog about that at Free Keene, basically calling them out on their BS. That's not stalking.
And they never charged us with harassing or anything like that either. Just wrote a letter. The sheriff writes a letter and hands it to us,
right,
saying
piece
we
of paper
can't,
that says you're trespassing.
We can't come back there. Now, Carlos Miller is in town because of the Liberty Forum. You're bringing him to Keene.
Mm-hmm.
Monday morning, he's going to be recording Judge Burke,
mm-hmm,
correct?
Well, he wants to attempt to ask Judge Burke questions about this case because, you know, Carlos Miller's very interested in this, where, you know, you have... the judges aren't supposed to have an appearance of impropriety, according to their own rules. And if you look at this, a man commits a crime on camera, meaning Judge Burke. I've arrested people for this, and that's what he did. And if I had been there and I was still a cop, I would have arrested him. But he commits a crime. 3 days later, two of the two trial court chief judges in New Hampshire pass an order banning photography in these buildings, and they tried to rewrite the story by saying Judge Burke was accosted. I mean, if you look at the video, you can find it at copblock.org/improper influence.
Good, thanks for that.
Ademo is completely polite. I mean, he called him judge.
Sir?
He called him sir. He only asked questions.
He was very calm in his manner of questioning.
He was acting as a journalist.
So there's still more to come with this, and you're going to be joining us on Monday nights, actually, starting this Monday. Of course, you'll keep us up to date, but you'll be just on as a regular co-host on the show.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. I'm excited.
I'm sure as this continues every other Monday at this point. And there's also plans afoot. I don't know if you can talk about those plans, but you've got big plans. I mean, you're not just going to be in the courtroom working, kind of inside the system to stop this tyranny.
Did you intend a pun when you said there are plans afoot?
There are plans. I'm too slow for this one.
Foot is the name of the man.
Oh, Richard Foot. Dick Foot is the name of the sheriff in Cheshire County.
Yes. Well, I'll neither confirm or deny anything on the air, but there are plans afoot.
Great. Well, it's going to be fun. As you know, we have a great time out in the Keene area doing activism, and a lot of people in our area are not afraid to get out there. And that's one of the critiques is that, I don't want to move to Keene. Look at how they're treating you there. Well, the reason why they're treating us like this is because we're active and we're saying no to being told what to do, and we're recording without asking their permission, and we're getting out there and we're being as free as possible. So of course they're going to crack down. If you try this in your town, it may even be worse than what we're facing in Keene.
One of the best sites in American history, as far as the government I've ever seen, are pictures of black police officers protecting members of the Ku Klux Klan as they march. And the best way, like what I see happening in Cheshire County right now, is the government thinks that they can marginalize people who aren't popular. And that is why I think Judge Burke has not been held accountable, because if he pulled something like this on a city councilor, I think he would be off the bench immediately.
But or if a state rep walked in with a
video camera. Exactly. So the government, it's called the justice system, and it's not supposed to work that way. People are supposed to be protected whether or not they're popular, whether or not they're unpopular, and it's supposed to be fair. And what's happening in Cheshire County is not fair.
But my point is, it's not unique to Cheshire County.
Yeah.
It's just that we have been able to shine the light on the cockroaches, so to speak, and that is what happens. And when you stand up for yourself, they will crack down because you become a threat to their legitimacy, and that's the one thing they can't lose. That's why they punish people who threaten their legitimacy more so than people that are just committing the average crime against another human being.
Thank you very much for having me on.
As always, appreciate you being here. There's more coming up from the Liberty Forum. We will take your calls if you'd like to make them. 855-453. We're also going to be talking to interesting people all night here, live from the 2012 Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's pharmacies. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen High Mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.